This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Gun Owners News Hour. This is not. You're not hearing the wrong thing. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. Just for the moment, we'll see how far we have to go into this. I want you to remember how it used to be when there was a TV show called Bewitched, and they had to change Darren's. I am your host, Bill Frady. I am a longtime Second Amendment advocate. I am also I do another show here at Genesis Communications called Lock and Load. So I swim. In the fight that is to keep your freedom alive. And it is very nice to be with you. I hope you enjoy me being with you as much as I'm going to enjoy speaking with you. So let's set this up, okay? Here in America today, we live in a very divisive moment. And last week, we had an anniversary that not many people knew about. 70 years ago last week, Babe Ruth died due to the ravages of throat cancer. He died on the ninth floor of a red brick memorial hospital on East 68th Street, which is now the pediatric day hospital of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Manhattan. He was 53 years old, 4 years old, younger than me. Now there's a cancer center for kids that sits on the site where the Babe breathed his last. Now, Ruth was a very imperfect man, and he majored in excess on literally every level known. He nevertheless endeared himself to his legions of fans because he always saw himself as a young boy out of Baltimore, always scraping and climbing and dreaming. Some of the people that knew him said the Babe was, one of the people that knew him said the Babe was free from guile and deceit of any kind. He had implicit faith in the whole world, and he looked out on that world with the grace and solemn wonder of a child. Now, today, if you were looking at a sports hero that would possibly be of the level of Babe Ruth, you might be looking at a Michael Jordan if he still played basketball, maybe LeBron James. I don't know of anybody in baseball or football like that. Ruth liked to make people happy. He liked the people that came to see him. He liked to make them happy. He never turned away from any of the fans of the game, even till the end, when hundreds of them packed the lobby of Memorial Hospital to keep a vigil because they knew that the Sultan of SWAT was dying. He was raised up in the he spent his formative years, I should say, at the St. Mary's Industrial School for Boys. He was raised primarily by brothers Mateus and Gilbert, two baseball-loving Catholic priests who became accessible heroes to the declared incorrigible young Babe Ruth. In the Brothers of St. Mary's, there Mr. Ruth found a responsible and noble representation of the sacred. And he also developed this spirit of compassion that you don't find anywhere around here today, especially for children. And in his later years, when he would visit sick kids in hospitals, he would be ministering out of his own deficits. He had a keen understanding of what it was like to be poor and in search of love and acceptance. And decades later, Simon Garfunkel would sing with nostalgic whim of another Yankee when they called out, "Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?" Now, today, Babe Ruth would be going to gangland. These are the same types of kids he was going to see then. Today, he'd be going to gangland, like in, you know, Chicago. And he would have done it. The problem that we face is the era of Babe Ruth is over. It's long gone. And in many ways, that time was another world, a unique time in American history that's never, we're never going to see the like of this again. And we are in desperate need of what the Babe possessed. Kindness and gentleness and humility and a heart for children, our most vulnerable and valuable asset. People had faith in Ruth because they also had faith in the institutions that produced him. Babe Ruth was a product of a Catholic education. You know, and, you know, yes, there are good people in the Catholic Church, despite all of the things you hear about them today. Days before his death, he penned a heartfelt essay, and predictably his focus was on children. He wrote, "The lads who get religious training get it where it counts, in the roots. And they may fail it, but it never fails them." Find somebody today that would say this. We live in an era that needs heroes, even imperfect ones like George Herman Ruth. And it's good to remember that heroes don't have to make history or headlines. If you're a father or a mother, a son or a daughter, if you go to work, if you're in the military, whatever it is, you're a hero already. You walk through the door of a home, you're tired and hungry from work, and you're going to go out and do it today. Your fathers, your grandmothers, your grandfathers, the aunts, uncles, coaches, teachers, even pastors can be a modern-day hero. 3 days following his death, on April 19th, 1948, with close to 6,000 people packed inside and 75,000 waiting outside in the rain at St. Patrick's Cathedral, Babe Ruth was laid to rest inside his closed casket in what was now his still cold left hand, the same hand that enabled him to ascend to baseball royalty as well as struggle with this, all the sins of the fallen world. Was placed a baseball with a three-word inscription, "Safe at home." I hear all the time about how you have to give something up, and you have to do this, and we have to let go of this to take care of the children. In the next 40-some-odd minutes, I'm going to show you where the left want your children to be, and where they want you to be. And one of the things they want to take to ensure that they have it that way would be your right to keep and bear arms. So take this as a moment to reflect and realize that we do come from a better time. We have had a better time here in these United States. And, well, there's nothing to keep us from going back to it except ourselves. But I mean, when you've got somebody like a Babe Ruth, who, is there anything out there that you guys would go stand in the rain and wait on today for hours on end? Can you think of anything? Has anything inspired you to that degree? You would probably do it for your family. You'd probably do it for your children, your spouse, anybody you don't know, though, anybody you just regard as a hero. Do you have any heroes? Would you like to have a hero? Somebody to look up to, somebody to give you that compass that you may think you may lack. If you're carrying a gun today, and you're like, I think there's 17.25 million people that have permits, and there's probably another, who knows, I don't know, 20, 30 million that may be carrying guns in states that have what is referred to as constitutional carry. You're going to be doing heroic things today simply because you're not going to live up to the very slanted view of the world that the gun grabbers have. But make no mistake, we will certainly, we're certainly going to turn over every stone. And we're going to make sure that everything that you need to know, everything that concerns you, we're going to address that right here at Gun Owners News Hour. Because everything, the teeth of the Constitution, comes from the Second Amendment. And they're always wanting to pull the teeth. Always wanting to pull the teeth. When we get back, we're going to talk about the corporations trying to regulate your life. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I am Bill Frady, your host, and let's talk about corporate America, shall we? Corporate America has decided, corporate America and tech land, they have decided that, you know, they know what's best. Now, that's a problem. You've got Citicorp and Bank of America who are trying to describe, in some cases, what they refer to as best business practices. And for them, this means that if you engage in the business of selling AR-15s, which are illegal, then they're not going to do business with you. They're going to cut off financial services with you. Now, mind you, they probably do business with, you know, marijuana places in states where marijuana is okay. They probably do businesses with, you know, some, if there's any nonprofits out there having to do with Antifa, they're probably doing business with them. They're doing business with payday loans. They're doing businesses with porn sites. They're doing businesses with everybody else. But if you sell AR-15s or anything that they're looking for, magazine, it's coming straight out of the gun grabber's playbook. You know what they're looking for. If you sell something that will hold a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds. This is not something they discuss in a bank boardroom. This is an agenda. Now, there's nothing illegal about this, of course. Well, there should be something illegal about this because we've been through something called Operation Choke Point, which was exactly this template where the federal government was out there doing this, and they were going and pressuring the FDIC to pressure the banks to not do business with these places. This is a temporary setback for some of these companies, but the way they tie your money up and everything, or they, if in the age of online enterprise, if you lose your online presence or if you lose your online capability of taking payments, you are essentially out of business. And there, I mean, I'm a radio show. Okay, and I've got two shows that have gun terms in them, and I can't use Quicken, I can't use Square, I can't use Shopify. I can't boost a post on Facebook because I have pictures of me holding a gun. Now, I could probably boost the post if I was sitting there smoking a blunt, you know. I, you know, if I'm sitting there with a couple of PBRs, I could probably boost that post. I could probably boost the post if I was out there with, if I was a member of the Antifa cowardly coven that they are, wearing my little ninja mask, I could probably boost that post too. But, oh no, not guns. Not guns. Now here's the problem with this. You got, and now it's expanding. Shopify, which is a foreign company out of Canada, they do business with 600,000 merchants here in the United States. They're sort of a, they've made a very convenient platform. And what they're doing business-wise is much like they've done with Alex Jones here at GCN, where they have deplatformed. They're deplatforming these companies. In a lot of cases, these companies have spent up to $30,000 building out these websites and, you know, making everything work and everything seamless to where this link is live and everything. It's a very involved process to do that. So if you click on, okay, I want this kind of handguard for my gun, then when you click on it, you're actually paying for it, and then they know you actually want that one. All that just doesn't happen. It takes a little bit of work. So these companies have gone out and built this stuff out, you know. $50,000 invested. With Shopify, this is all going to be gone. They just lost that. It's a write-off. It's a write-off. And they have, so far, we do not know what their recourse is, although a lot of people are looking at it right now. What we need is we need Congress to step into this. Now, for those of you living out there, if you're listening to this right now, you have one congressman and two senators. Some of your congressmen and senators may not be gun friendly, but you still need to call them and let them know that you're out there. Nobody's as malleable as a politician because these guys really like having these jobs. Can you think of another temporary job that pays this well? I mean, have you ever worked for a temp job? Are there any temp jobs out there where you can wear that nice of a sport coat and be on TV? The female congresswoman that wears a stupid cowboy hat and looks like Howdy Doody, except she's old? You know, is there any other temp jobs out there that pay like this? So you got one congressman, you got two senators, and we all need to start telephonically assaulting them. And I don't mean, oh, hello, Senator. Listen, I wanted to bring this to your attention. We need to be calling them up saying, hey, listen, Shyster, you need to make sure that you look into this, and I want to see something happen to this. If there's not a law, why isn't there a law? And there should be a law, but you know what? There ought to be a law. You got this Commerce Clause that you've applied to everything under the sun. Maybe this goes here. 14th Amendment, applied to everything under the sun. Maybe this goes here. You know, they're going after our Second Amendment, and you're just sitting there on your thumbs looking around saying, did Trump talk to the Russians? Did Trump pay Stormy Daniels? Why did Trump pay Stormy Daniels? Well, you know, Trump, Stormy Daniels might have been blackmailing Trump. That's how that works. Blackmailer. Trump pays. Okay. So we got to get involved with this. It's not just going to go away. The good thing is that a lot of you are already woke. Maybe you're already doing that. If you are, I applaud you. And if you're not, well, join me. There's not nearly as much fun as telling a politician what to do, but they need to be reminded that they are servants. They're not lawmakers. They're not leaders. They're certainly not elite. Who wants to tell me that Hank Johnson is one of the elite? Maxine Waters is one of the elite. Who wants to tell me that? I mean, I would love Hank. You know, Hank Johnson thinks that Guam could capsize if you put too many people on one side of the island. He was serious, too. That's just the gift that keeps on giving, though. Old Hank. Pick up the phone. Because they're trying to, they're always going to be after this. And we never get to rest. We never get to give it up. We never get to stop. But that's the price of freedom, is eternal vigilance. That's not just a slogan. It's not a cliched phrase. It's real. It may be unfortunate, but it's real. So you always got to stay dialed up. You always got to stay ready to go. Keep the powder dry, all those other little fun little sayings, and pay attention. Pay attention. Now, when we get back, we're going to go into the social media side of things, because social media may be a bigger threat, or it may be a parallel threat to the financial side of the house, but we're going to look at that when we get back. So please, if you would, stay tuned. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your new host, Bill Frady. If some of you listen to some of the other Ferret Genesis communications, mayhap you may have heard me before, but in any event, I'm here for the ride with you, and don't worry, I got your back. Donald Trump has recently attacked the left-wing bias of social media in a series of tweets. I think it's genius that he goes on Twitter. For a couple of reasons. One, they dare not ban him. They dare not ban him. And I'm going to tell you what they do. I'll tell you how they do this in just a minute. But he has noticed the shadow banning. Now, this is good that Trump sees this, because Congress is going to be sitting around going, what? Now, the social media giants can swear on a stack of Bibles that they don't attempt to undermine alternative voices. Which we shouldn't even think of them as alternative voices. Alternative to theirs, perhaps. We're actually the majority. They only target hate speech and fake news, they claim. And the truth of the matter can be found in the numerous experiences of conservative posters whose copy has been deleted or blocked. Like Doug Weed. Now, he's a writer in The Federalist. He relates in an extraordinary story for which Google, the owner of YouTube, has no defense. Weed has actually served two Republican presidents and is a respected commentator. I'll have to take their word for it because I have no idea. But anyway, he writes in The Federalist almost a year ago, or The Federalist writes, almost a year ago, an employee noticed a YouTube video at the top of a Doug Weed search and wondered how it got there. It wasn't related to the date, the view count, or anything else that they could determine, but since it was there, Google's omniscient discretion, we decided to do something we had never done before, buy an ad and promote it. And that's when our troubles began. Within days, Google blocked my ad and informed my team that we had violated their policies. I called Google. The problem, they explained, was that the video had hate speech. It was a Fox Business News video with Trish Regan interviewing Mr. Weed about the Russian collusion investigation. The Google employee could not find the exact offending words, but referred Mr. Weed to various other supervisors up the ladder. And he spent a lot of time listening to elevator music that day while he played Civilization V on his computer, I guess, interspersed by brief conversations with Google employees reciting Google policies that they admitted explained nothing. And they said, you should resubmit the ad, and whoever was offended at Google would be forced to surface. So he did that, and once again, the ad was blocked. This time, they suspended his account, and once again, he called Google and spent a day trying to figure out what was wrong. They said this call may be monitored, and he announced back that he was going to do the same. So the discussion began. He said, am I being too nice to Trump? Should I have been more critical? Was it something Reagan said? She seems to fairly cover all sides of the issue. Why would they have a problem with her? It turned out it was the crawl, the feed at the bottom, what they were saying in the crawl, which nobody was actually articulating. Nobody was actually verbalizing it. It was just on the screen. It was a quote of Trump declaring that the Robert Mueller investigation was a witch hunt. That's the hate speech. That's fantastic. I'll give you another example. I am a fool because I have a Facebook page for my radio show. And on my Facebook page, I have a sponsor for my radio show that sponsors or that manufactures underwear. And let me tell you, when you get to be a little older and you're running around on a range, every little minuscule iota of comfort that you can find is well worth getting into it. So I run this underwear when I'm out there on the range. And so he put together a little ad with video clips of me, and he wanted me to put it on my feed, and I did it, and I put it on my feed, and then I wanted to boost it. Now, see what Facebook is doing. If you have 100,000 followers and you put out a post, only a possibility of 30,000 are going to see this because they're going to stifle 70% of who you got following you. They're not going to see it. And what they want you to do is they want you to come in, they want you to boost it. They want you to pay to boost it. So, okay, so I'm going to go in there and I'm going to pay to boost it. So I go to pay to boost it. I am a gun guy. I am talking about guns. I talk about guns, carry guns. I, you know, show guns. I do everything but put them in salad. And, Google sees this, Facebook sees this, rather, and they say, your ad is promoting the sale of guns and ammunition. And I'm like, no, it isn't. It's promoting the sale of undies, drawers, tidy-whities, boxers. It's underwear. Then, after they told me no and no and no and no, then I did a screen grab of that. And I stuck that on Facebook, and then they offered to boost that for me. They gave me a $10 gift certificate just so I could be shut down, you know. Now, these are private companies, yeah. Social media sites can censor and discriminate and edit or delete any content they wish. They don't need to explain or justify any decision they make in this regard. So bias is not the problem. The issue is how they market themselves as a virtuous, autonomous, non-political entity. And there, you see the next movie that's coming out, The Towering Hypocrisy, starring Facebook and Twitter and Google, and defining themselves as some sort of white knight that only becomes more nauseating the more you understand the personal political leanings of management. At Twitter, their CEO, Jack Dorsey, said that he fully admits that Twitter employees share a largely left-leaning bias after facing accusations that conservatives are discriminated against on the social platform. The problem I have with these guys, with these attitudes that they have, is because it's not based upon anything they've ever gone out and discovered themselves. It's just off of what they heard. See, they'll come out and they'll tell me, well, of course, you carry a gun because you want to kill somebody and you're compensating for, you know what you're compensating for. No, that's not why I carry a gun. Carrying a gun is very uncomfortable. Yeah. Being beat up by a bunch of kids is a lot more uncomfortable, though. And I carry a gun so that I don't have to worry about people I love dying. I have trained extensively to hurt my fellow man, and I don't want to. That's the last thing I want to do. If they're trying to take anything material I own, they're going to get it because it's not worth killing them over that. Okay? If they're going to try to hurt somebody, then things change. That changes the whole complexion of everything. What social media is saying is it reminds me of what the FBI officials solemnly assured us, that they, even though they hated Trump and supported Clinton, there was no bias in their investigations then. So, okay. You want to assure us that there's no bias or anything else. And yet, even it's so blatant that even Bill Maher is out there. He said on his show, there's free speech for the speech you hate. And that's what free speech means. And we're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. They're not allowing things in the name of free speech, which as a private company, they can do that. But, getting out there, and it goes the same with these corporations that are out there saying, well, of course, we can turn down anybody. We don't want to do business. Sure, you can. But you're agenda driven and you're begging for the government to step in. And if you're not careful, we're going to do it. We're going to get the government to step in. Because I don't know if you've noticed yet, but this blue wave that you guys are anticipating surfing, you better put your water wings on, because it's not going to be surfs up come November. You won't be hanging 10. You might be treading water, but you're not going to be hanging 10. So right now, Republicans have the majority. I don't know why they act the way they do with the majority. I mean, they're in charge. They should be acting like it. But we're going to be hanging on to that. And this time around, everybody needs to be an activist and get on the phone with their people and say, you guys need to get a hold of these fellas. You need to get a grip on what's going on. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
And welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour. Tis only I, Bill Frady, here to serve you today. Over the course of the coming days, if you hear some, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you my email address, okay? My email address is bill@lock, L-O-C-K, the letter N, load, L-O-A-D, radio.com. And if I get out of line, if I'm not taking this where you think it needs to go, I wish you'd let me know that. If, on the other hand, if you got something that I, you know, if I get it wrong, because I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. But if I get something that you, or, you know, if there's something else you want me to talk about. Second Amendment related, of course, but I've got a platter. I mean, I've got a buffet of stuff for you. And so in the coming days, as we go along, bill@lockandloadradio.com, L-O-C-K-N-L-O-A-D, radio.com. And let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. Chicago, Dateline Chicago, or as I call it, Mogadishu on the Michigan. Chirac, whatever you want to call it. There, his Anna, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, he forgot one of the iron laws of the Democratic Party. No members of any victim class can be held responsible for any problems that result from their behavior. The problem is the ever-expanding list of victim classes. It has grown from black Americans to include everybody except Caucasians. And, you know, and you can be oppressed even if you're one of the elite and privileged ones like Sarah Jong. Poor people and people who choose sexual and gender adventurism, among others. Now, Chicago has more people shot on a normal weekend than most states will, you know, encounter in a year. Some states. Maybe I should say some states. Probably more. They probably have more shot on the weekends in a month than most states will see in a year. There's a reason for that. One of the reasons is last time there was a Republican mayor of Chicago. That was 1931. Yo. And maybe it was the shock of seeing 75 people shot and 12 that were killed that impelled Rahm Emanuel to be like the broken clock where it's, you know, it's right twice a day. He decided to speak honestly about why this extreme violence is concentrated in a couple of neighborhoods. He blamed the city's massive crime problem on a shortage of values after at least 75 people were shot over the weekend. He said at a news conference that following Monday, "We have a heavy heart. Our souls are burdened. What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood of Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago. We are a better city." Well, that's debatable. Emmanuel called on residents to be a neighbor and step forward if they knew anything about the perpetrators. He also said placing the blame for the violence on higher summer temperatures when crime typically spikes would be a mistake. He said you can talk about the weather, but the weather didn't pull the trigger. You can talk about jobs and they count, but in parts of the city where there aren't jobs, people did not pull the trigger. There are too many guns on the street, too many people with criminal records on the street. There's a shortage of values about what is right and what is wrong, and what is acceptable, what is condoned, and what is condemned. If you listen, Rombo, I'm going to give you a pro tip. If you want to stop crime in Chicago, you need to embrace the Second Amendment. The problem is not that you got too many guns on the street. The problem is that you got too many guns in the hands of criminals on the street. The reason they're criminals is because you're a Democrat and you destroyed their family, their whole structure. There's no family. There's no father. There's no mother. There's no good education for them. There's no financial opportunity for them, no economic opportunity. No family, no education, no hope. So, and children, Ron, children want to have a authority figure. They want somebody to look up to, like George Herman Ruth looked up to those two fathers, the two priests at I can't remember the name already. You know what I'm saying? And the only time the young people in Chicago get to do that, Rom, thanks to your policies and the policies of your forebears going back to 1931, is that when they finally meet that authority figure, it's either a cop or a gang member. And if it's a cop, most of the time they run straight to the gangs. If it's a gang member, well. And then, even if they can find a job, they can make more money in Chicago selling drugs. Now, Emmanuel is correct, sort of. People who do not have a value on life have no issue killing people. But because it's Chicago, of course, there's so much misdirection and everything else going on that it's hard to keep track of what is and isn't real. Democratic Attorney General candidate Kwame Raoul, interesting name combo, criticized Rahm Emanuel's focus on a lack of morals in an African-American community struggling with gun violence, calling that approach outright wrong. So here you have a prominent, and I don't refer to black Americans as African-Americans. Now, if you're from the Congo, welcome to America, African-American. If you are from New Jersey, you're an American. If I'm looking for you in a bar, I may say, he's black and he's wearing a turtleneck. But that's about as far as I'm going to take it. So I don't refer to black Americans as African Americans. They're just Americans to me. And, Emmanuel has a black American opponent, Republican Erica Harold. And they're courting black voters across the state. And his comments also come at a time when Emmanuel was, I'm talking about the AG candidate, Emmanuel is trying to rebuild his once solid support among black voters, which is waning following the Laquan McDonald police shooting controversy. It's also waning since Trump got in place and started giving, making economic opportunity occur. The wannabe chief law enforcement officer of the state of Illinois is not alone in criticizing Emmanuel. Sherry Runner, the former president and CEO of the Chicago Urban League, deemed the remarks insensitive. I cannot see how the victims of racist policies and bigoted practices shamed by anyone who says they need to do better or be better in their circumstance. I won't accept it. Now, see, that's subterfuge. Half of the murder victims in the United States today are young black men, and that half of the people that are killing them are young black men. So a young black man has a bigger danger being killed by another young black man in a gang setting. If he's a gang member, if you take away the gangland, our homicide rate is the lowest it's low. So this person getting out there, they're claiming there's systemic racism within the police department. In police departments, they have a heavy, heavy Black American, presence. Systemic racism. It's not about racism. You want to know how you don't get shot by a police officer? When a police officer pulls me over, and yes, I'm white, so I don't know if this applies or not, but maybe it does, because when he pulls me over, I put my hands on the steering wheel, turn on my light, and I say, yes, sir, no, sir, I'm a concealed carrier. Would you like to have that while we're doing this? And then, then I go about my way. I don't get out there going, am I being detained? And what'd you stop me for? I'm pretty sure I did something. I've never been mistakenly pulled over. I met some sort of criteria to be pulled over. I've been mistaken for a bank robber before. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. I did not know I could spread my feet that wide and still have the soles, or spread them and still have my soles on the floor. But I was feet back and spread. So the epidemic of absentee fathers in the Black community is semi-officially forbidden as a topic of discussion because it blames the victims. It doesn't blame the victims. The lack of Black fathers in the inner city is due entirely to leftist policy. All you have to do is go look at any other community where they're not in charge, and you will see family units, the stereotypical nuclear family, if you will. Once you get into these inner cities, different story. Different story. Thoroughly enjoyed that. I'll be back again next week. Everybody stay safe. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.